Now, we come to a new section here, and this is quite a wonderful section. Here is the establishment now of Israel's kingdom here upon the earth. Now, will you notice? And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. This, again, is another one of these very marvelous passages of Scripture that we have, and it refers to the day of the Lord, and it refers to the fact that the Lord will be king. And that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. Now I'd like to turn over to Zephaniah and read the 3rd chapter there, verse 9. He says, "For then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent." And as we said before, I don't think we can be definite about that language. Language was given as a barrier to mankind. God put that up as a barrier. There was no wall that could be built any higher than the wall of a language barrier. And that was the way that he was enabled to scatter mankind and then, down through the years, to prepare for the coming of a Savior. And today, this gospel is going back into those languages throughout the world. And I think that's one of the great signs we're moving toward the end of the age. Now, back again to something else that's quite wonderful. There'll be one language in that day, and I will be glad of that, and I don't care what language it is. Everybody, I think, will speak that same language. One language, one Lord. Verse 10, "All the land shall be turned like the Araba from Geba to Rimmon south." Now, let's look at this for just a moment, because this is, I think, very important as we're looking here at what really is the finale. It brings us to the end. Now, from Geba to Rimmon is quite interesting. Actually, what we have here, the Araba is a geographical name of that deep rift that comes down from above the Sea of Galilee, through the Jordan Valley, through the Dead Sea, down into the Gulf of Aqaba, and on into North Africa, for that matter. It's been called the Great Rift. We spoke of it the other day. It begins at the Dog River at the coast north of Beirut in Lebanon. Well, he's talking about here's going to be another great valley that's going to resemble that. And he says that it will go all the way from Geba to Rimmon. Now, we have here Geba to Rimmon, and that indicates the hill country of the ancient tribe of Judah to the border of Simeon on the south. And he goes all the way up north because Geba is in the tribe of Benjamin up there. Now, Rimmon is 33 miles southwest of Jerusalem. So that you have here a tremendous valley and all of that rugged terrain that is around Jerusalem that we talked about last time is going to be smoothed out, and Jerusalem will be elevated, apparently. We read here from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up. In other words, Jerusalem shall be elevated and inhabited in its place from Benjamin's gate under the place of the first gate, under the corner gate, from the tower of Hananel, under the king's wine presses. And one commentator years ago said, this couldn't be literal because nobody could find the Tower of Hananel. The interesting thing is archaeologists have now located it, and this brother is going to have to come up with another interpretation.